This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just about 7:21 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. Now, for our final story of the day, we are looking at the fact that police are investigating two people over a short film, Chili Powder and Thinner. And that film depicted the true story of a teenager's experience with police brutality, something that, again, has been at the forefront of national consciousness for some time recently. So we want to look at what this means in terms of freedom of expression and independent journalism.
So the people being investigated are the filmmaker Anna Ha, who's also the co-founder of the Freedom Film Network, as well as the cartoonist whose work is in that video, Amin Landak. And as you said, the video, Chili Powder and Thinner, depicts police brutality from the point of view of a person, a teenager, who talks about his experience undergoing it. So they were actually summoned to Bukit Aman today at 2:30 in the afternoon, and they're being investigated under Section 233 of the Communications and Multimedia Act, Sections 500 and 505B of the Penal Code. And once they gave their statements and left, the police then raided the Freedom Film Network's office, as well as Amin Landak's house. Now, Freedom Film Network has released a statement, and what they've said is that it's disturbing that the police are investigating artists and activists instead of addressing the harm caused by torture and police misconduct.
So we really need to look at this, I think, alongside what the film is based on. So the story that the film itself is based on, and also understanding how the headlines about the police and people who are taken in for questioning in particular recently have not been the best, have not been the most savory, have not been heartening in any way. So if we look at the story that the film is based on, the narrator basically gave an account of violent acts committed by officers. It was based on a teenager who testified to being tortured under police custody along with his two friends. And I think knowing that and knowing the title Chili Powder and Thinner allows you to put together some things that I don't think we need to describe. It's just horrible. And this was released just a little under a month ago on the 12th of June. And I think knowing that that's what the film is about and seeing this kind of reaction from the police actually makes it all the worse.
So, like you mentioned earlier, Lynn, this is coming on the background of a few months of hearing of various cases of deaths in custody. And significantly, those deaths then only being investigated by the police, right? And this is the same case. Now, this is a story about police brutality and the fact that they're being investigated by the police. And I think that's what the challenge is, and that's what strikes everyone as being just sort of, really, what is going on? What is due process? And on top of that, this is coming on the wake of a number of artists and creators and creatives having been hauled up for their works over the course of the last few months, ever since, I think, late last year, all the way stretching till now. So again, this question of why are we hauling up creatives for making social commentary? And what does that say about us as a democratic society?
Yes, and also understanding the role that this kind of commentary and this kind of journalism has, right? In terms of highlighting the things that would perhaps be otherwise, you know, people might find it easy to sweep away and not look at anymore. And of course, the irony of it all is that when things are investigated like this, they also get highlighted even further, which I'm not sure was necessarily the outcome that the investigation was hoping for. So this is where we find ourselves. Let us know, what do you make of this investigation that is being taken up over a short film, Chili Powder and Thinner, which depicts the true story of a teenager's experience with police brutality. The filmmakers, the creatives behind it have been called up for questioning. Spaces have been raided. What do you make of this reaction? Call us 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to a short musical interlude and then the 7:30 news, after which we will be joined by one of the people questioned in Bukit Aman today, Anna Ha, who is a filmmaker and co-founder at the Freedom Film Network. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Because freedom matters. BFM 89.9.
It is 7:37 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. So as mentioned, we are looking now at an investigation that has taken place of two individuals. So the police are investigating two people over a short film, Chili Powder and Thinner, which depicts the true story of a teenager's experience with police brutality. We're talking about this also as, of course, there have been so many recent cases, so many recent headlines of people dying in custody, of similar sorts of issues coming up. So this investigation, I think, seems ill-timed. So we are now going to be hearing from one of the filmmakers and also someone who was actually questioned by the police today. We're joined by Anna Ha, filmmaker and co-founder at Freedom Film Network. Anna, thanks for speaking with us. To start off, what were the reactions you received from the public since the film's release?
Okay, the film is really doing very well. We've got a lot of reactions. People mostly feel shocked and a little bit angry and appalled that something like this could happen, you know, in Malaysia.
And both you and the cartoonist, Amin Landa, were called to the police station today for investigation. And later on, the police also raided your office at the Freedom Film Network, as well as Amin's house. Could you tell us more about what happened?
Yeah, as you said, both of us got a 111 yesterday. They came to our houses to tell us to go to the Bukit Aman today. And we went in with our lawyers, Raj Surian and Yi Ling. They accompanied us and then they took down our statements. Then they took away our phones. And then they told us that they want to come to my office and Amin's house to raid it. Yeah, and they had warrants and stuff already set. Yeah, so they had two teams and one went to Amin's house and one came to the FFN office. So at the FFN office, there were five officers and basically went through some of our documents and then basically took the electronic stuff, our computers, our PCs, our modems, and some thumb drives and stuff that they could find. And this would be evidence for their case. Yeah. So that took, I think, around an hour and a half. Yeah.
And how did it feel to know that you were going to be investigated?
Yeah, FFN is a society that's dedicated to using films to talk about human rights, you know, and also to highlight public interest kind of stories. And we are not like pro this party or that party, but basically it is for public interest. And we have highlighted cases which are critical of, this party, that party, the government, you know. And for this case, it's no different. We feel it's a very important issue of public interest. That's why we do what we do, you know. And I kind of like, although it was kind of at the back of my head expected, you know, because we do risk assessment when we, you know, organize events like this or, you know, screen films like this. But it's still like in my heart or in my mind saying like, why don't they just look at the message first? You know, what was the content of the film? You know, why are you going after the people who made the film? I mean, as people who are highlighting an issue, we're hoping that it will also help the authorities, alert the authorities to kind of, take action if something like this is happening. So, it was kind of like still like disappointing, like, I guess, for this to happen to us. I mean, ideally, I think what would have been best would be the police call in, and investigate that case itself, you know, and find out whether it is really happening. And if it does, then take action, then tell the public. That will instill public confidence. you know, but by doing something like this, it just looks like intimidation, you know, when actually we see ourselves, the, I mean, you know, the film network is just someone trying to contribute to public discussion, public interest, you know, and also helping the country, in a way, you know. So why investigate us, you know? Why charge us? Why raid my office? You know, am I the guilty party here? You know, am I the first person that you should be investigating? So those are some of the thoughts that went through my mind. Also, I think the other one that I'm kind of, I think has an impact, this kind of intimidation is really bad. There's really so few artists and, you know, filmmakers who dare to kind of take reality and social issues into their work, you know, reflect that kind of things that's happening around us in their work. And this kind of treatment of, say, cartoonist Amin Landak, you know, it's really not good, you know. It's kind of like we're going to train a next generation of artists that will do things that are devoid of reality and things that reflect us, you know, as Malaysians, you know. And that is actually my biggest fear, yeah.
Anna, speaking of the film itself, Chili Powder and Thinner, it highlights the issue of police misconduct and brutality. What were your hopes in highlighting this?
Yeah, I think the issue, as you saw it in the film, I think it's so serious that it even still affects me when I watch it, you know. And I feel that if this video contributes to the formation, you know, or the pressure to the government to form an IPCMC, a body that actually look into these things about police misconduct or, you know, accountability of police to the people, that would be ideal. And I feel it will help both the police and the people, not necessarily become an enemy of the police, but it's very hard for the police to police themselves. So I'm really hoping that the public would mount pressure to demand for the IPCMC now, which is what a lot of civil societies are doing. Yeah, it's very, very important at this kind of time, especially during the COVID, during EMCO, you know, there's a lot of like building of a little bit of, you know, anxiety and, you know, about police and their powers. So it would be really good. I mean, it would really increase the confidence of the public if a body is formed straight away, you know, that is not just a body within the government, but maybe accountable to the parliament. Yeah.
Anna, what is going to happen next for both you and Amin?
I think we're not sure, in the sense that I think the police will now investigate further. And if they have a case, then I guess the next thing would be to charge. But I just want to also say that they are not stopping with us. They're also moving ahead to investigate other people whom they think are involved in the video and the screening and the speakers who were, you know, involved in the talks and etc. So it's really, really looks like a little bit of a witch hunt, which is scary, but at the same time it's like disappointing lah, you know. And I really urge I think the police can do a lot better lah, you know, be on the side of the people. You know?
Yeah. Thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Anna Ha, filmmaker and co-founder at Freedom Film Network. And of course, we're speaking to her after both herself as well as the artist involved in animating the film Chili Powder and Thinner were investigated today by the police. The film depicts a true story of a teenager's experience with police brutality. And it is, by the way, available to watch on YouTube. You can just search for the title Chili Powder and Thinner. Let us know what you think about this investigation. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We are going to be headed now for some music before the 8 o'clock news will take us neatly on through to our football show. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.